Think back to January for a moment, to just before the Iowa caucuses, when Howard Dean was the Democratic rage and John Kerry was desperately hoping to break out of the pack. We spoke then with 18-year-old Ben Williams, a certified Deaniac, who had this to say about the former governor of Vermont.
What many people think is his anger or whatever, I just see that he really does care about America. And he really does talk to people my age and really gives me a voice personally and makes me feel like I'm actually counted.
After Ben Williams told us that, he went to his first Iowa caucus in his hometown of Pocahontas. We've been wondering about what he's doing now politically, given Howard Dean's downfall and John Kerry's march to the nomination. Ben again joins us on the line from his house in Pocahontas. Welcome back.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, we're curious. In January, as we just heard, you told us that Howard Dean made you feel as if your voice counts. Do you still feel part of the political process?
I do. Howard Dean kind of brought a new generation, my generation, into the political process. And I think he's kept us there and has kept my friends and I on the Democratic side. We aren't leaving, that's for sure.
Well, how has he kept you there if he's no longer a candidate?
He sends emails out about once or twice a week. We keep up to date on things that are going on in the party. Like, we catch him on Meet the Press. He was on a couple of weekends ago. And anytime he has a news conference or something like that, we really pay attention to those.
Now, are you supporting John Kerry?
I am, yes. I haven't had a chance to hear him speak in person like I have some of the other candidates that were running. But I do think he's a great guy, and I keep up to date on his website.
So when you say he's a great guy, what is it about him beyond the fact that he's the survivor among the Democratic candidates?
You know, to be honest, I see some of that Howard in him, that feistiness. And when he gives speeches and he gets all riled up, and that's something I like to see in a candidate.
Did you have to overcome some disappointment?
Yes, definitely. It was so hard. Dean was a role model, someone that we looked up to. And it was very hard to see him not get the nomination of so many months of him being on the top and so many months of us feeling great about what we were doing. It was really hard.
So I'm wondering what this experience has taught you about the political process.
Oh, it's a lot of hard work. I don't know how they do it day in, day out. Every little thing that they say and every little clip can hurt or help you substantially.
I know at age 18 it might be hard to think 4 years ahead because you'll be nearing the end of college then. But do you think about what you might do politically in 4 years?
Absolutely. I will definitely be joining a campaign, and I will be looking for the right candidate that fits me and hopefully be working on a campaign here in Iowa.
Has this experience made you think about running for office someday?
Yes, definitely. I think somewhere down the road, I'd like to run for either state senator, maybe even president one day.
Ben Williams is a high school senior in Pocahontas, Iowa, who is among Howard Dean's most ardent supporters there. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, thank you.